Welcome to Food for Thought, the place to explore, celebrate, and manifest a life motivated and defined by unconditional compassion and optimal wellness. My name is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau, and I'm your host. You can learn more about who I am and what I do by visiting my website, joyfulvegan.com. And welcome to today's episode. We're going to talk about the 30-Day Vegan Challenge. So welcome, everybody, and Happy New Year. I hope 2015 is a fantastic year for you and for the animals and for all of us who work to create a more compassionate world. I am one of these people, I've told you this before, who really likes thresholds and transitions, which can be from day to day, from hour to hour. So I especially like the transition from the old year to the new year. And as I do every year, I make a pretty sizable list, probably a ridiculously stupid, lofty list of goals and intentions. I say stupid because I put a lot of expectations and pressure on myself, as you may have figured out. And as I do every year, I sit down with my husband. We do this on New Year's Eve. We each make our list. Well, I kind of drive this thing. And so I make the list. Well, I'm making the list for myself. I'm making the list for both of us as a couple. He's making the list for himself. And David totally participates. If I weren't driving it, I'm not sure he would, he would create these lists, but it really helps him and it helps both of us. And I really believe in creating intentions and creating, you know, goals and creating intentions to manifest them. So we sit down every year and I have lists from all these past years, so I can go back to folders and grab 2009, 2008, and we can look at these lists. And we do every year, we sit down and said, okay, so here were the goals and intentions for 2014. You know, I kind of have to admit, it's kind of like, so how did I do? And I look and I go, oh, okay, I didn't really do that. Let's put that on 2015. Or, you know, I did that. That feels really good. I may put it back on 2015 just because it's something that I'll have to constantly, you know, be working on. They could be things like, you know, it's not just a goal, but intention. One of the things I have on my list every year, because I will never be done, is making a concerted effort, having the intention to use and choose compassionate speech. So choosing not to gossip or judge others or be petty in my speech. I know that when I hear other people do that, it's really unappealing to me. And I know when I do it, it's really unappealing to me. So I can really hear it. Obviously, we can hear it more when other people are doing it. We don't hear it as much when we're doing it because we can justify it. So that's one of the things that's on my list every year. And things like that, they go on the list every year. But there's some things that are goals and some things that, you know, that I can check off, which is always feels really good. So I really enjoy the process and I check back on that list throughout the year, not in a way that is obsessive, but in a way to go, okay, let me just check in, see how I'm doing. What do I need to remind myself of? And it's a ritual now, and we do it every year. So that's how we spend our New Year's Eve day. Actually, you can check out exactly how I spent the last couple of days of 2014. You can go to joyfulvegan.com and you can check out my blog to read about our goal to sleep in every county in California. And we checked off number 22 on December 31st. So have at it. Take a look at that. In fact, I just submitted another editorial to NPR, to KQED, that where I do the radio editorials. And I wrote about goal we have to sleep in every county. I'm calling it sleeping my way through California. So my editor at KQED loved it, and I'll be recording it soon and I'll share it with you. And all of these things you can find on SoundCloud, obviously, but it's about our goal to sleep in California and our love of California. But of course, I do get some information in there about veganism and animal sanctuaries or visits to these different towns in these different counties. So of course, I'm always mindful of that, getting out to the public in all the ways in which I work. So yeah, so go check out my blog about that. And I'm going to tell you, this is going to be a really short podcast because I don't really have much left in me right now and I could really use your help. So I'm just going to get to the core, the vegan meat of this episode and tell you that I need you. And as you probably saw, those who are paying attention, if you're listening, you're paying attention or paying attention on social media, or if you contributed, of course, to the campaign, you know that the end of 2014, you probably saw me scrambling a bit. You didn't see what really happened behind the scenes, but I released the 30-Day Vegan Challenge New Edition, the publication of which was made possible because of the supporters of the Indiegogo campaign, which we ran back in May of 2014. And it was so incredible. I mean, the process of writing a book and frankly, art directing the book and doing the photo art direction and the editorial direction and all of that is incredibly fulfilling for me and enjoyable. I really love the creative process. But this part of the process is really tough. It's all of it. The fulfillment process for the Indiegogo campaign. I'm doing this all on my own and I know that sounds insane, but it is, but I had limited funds to be able to do it. And the fulfillment process has been incredibly arduous and messy and expensive, and we're still finishing it up. And I've been in tears a few times through this process, and I really can't wait for the fulfillment to be over. I know that some of you are still waiting for your books, and I promise you, your books are coming. But because you funded this campaign and helped me get the book out there, I could have waited to get the book out publicly before I got it into every single Indiegogo supporter's hands, but it would have delayed the book getting out to people who wanted to be vegan, especially at Christmas time when people are thinking of the new year and resolutions. And so I'm just really doing my best, and I appreciate all of your patience. I've spent thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars of my own money that I didn't expect to spend because the budget went over and I underestimated the amount of money we would spend shipping the books, especially international orders. We spent way more money shipping international orders than were given to me during the campaign. So it's been very stressful to say the least. And yeah, David keeps reminding me that this is the first time I've done something like this. So I have to just accept there will be mistakes made and lessons learned. So lessons and gifts, that's what I always say. And I'm very grateful to all of you for trusting me. The results, I mean, the book itself is so incredible. And I'm so, so grateful for your support. The book is beautiful. And I just want you to know that I worked so hard and continue to work so hard because this is the book that everyone, this is why I wanted to do this again, because when the first edition went out of print, it was devastating because I know this is the ultimate resource for people who want to be vegan. Everything that you've ever heard me say on the podcast, those little gems that you appreciate so much, that you see me write on social media, that you see me write in articles, everything I do, you know, to help people change the way they think about eating animals and to change their habits so they don't have to feel they need to eat animals and their secretions. It's in this book. Everything is in this book in a way that is accessible and friendly and beautiful and delicious and palatable and all of those things. And so this is for you to use as a resource. You know, it's $20 on Amazon and it's worth the $20 to be able to get in someone's hand a resource they will value and use to change. I know because I get emails every day from people who say that this book, my work, this podcast, my way of doing things changes the way they see the world. And so I'm telling you this because I need you to help me get this out there. A lot of vegans also ask if it's a book for vegans. And my answer is yes. And I'm not just saying that because I want to sell vegans this book. Of course, it's for vegans. The amount of information in this book makes it a resource guide for everyone who's already vegan or becoming vegan. I could change the title and the chapter titles and make it the ultimate resource guide for being a healthy, joyful vegan. But it's couched in this way of guiding people through the transition because that's what people ask for. So this is for you. This is for all of us. Of course, there's fabulous brand new recipes. There are brand new recipes that are not in any of my other cookbooks, 40 brand new recipes, specific recipes, and then countless meal suggestions and menu ideas. And you probably know those if you're already vegan. But for those who are not, this is, there's 40 new recipes. I mean, this is a new cookbook. And so please consider getting yourself a copy for yourself or a copy for friends who are already vegan. And of course, for those who are not vegan and who are asking what to do and who ask those questions. And if you're listening to this and you don't know anything about the 30 Day Vegan Challenge, it is a book that is there for you for the transition. It is broken up into, get ready, get set, go. And the bulk of the book is broken up into 30 days, not in a prescriptive way. I don't believe that people are lacking, today I'm going to eat this and tomorrow I'm going to eat that. There's enough of that online and in magazines and on blogs. What this is about is answering the big questions and giving you the details about eating out, dealing with the holidays, asking the questions about the nutrients, the protein, the iron. One chapter is on iron, one chapter is on protein, one chapter is on omega-3 fatty acids, one chapter is on fiber. I talk about keeping a vegan home. There's information in there about raising vegan children. There's information about shopping and prepping and cooking. I've heard every excuse. I know what people are asking. They're asking, but I don't have the time. So how? The other day, I had someone here working at my house and she saw the book laying around and she started asking questions and she's that I want to be vegan. So she's asking questions about weight loss because she gained 60 pounds when she became pregnant and had her second child. And so I said, well, there's a chapter in there about weight loss and understanding what weight loss is. Not that you have to lose weight if you don't want to and that you should become vegan because it's a diet, but people do struggle with weight loss. And so the chapter on weight loss is about understanding the principles of weight loss and how to go about it in a safe, effective, enjoyable way so that you're not beating yourself up. She started asking about what to feed her children for lunch. And I'm like, oh, there's a whole chapter on packing lunches. She was asking about breakfast. And I was like, oh, there's a chapter on breakfast. So I know that this book covers everything that people are asking for. And if I die tomorrow, I will have left behind a legacy to enable people to make the change. And so I'm just really anxious to get this in as many hands as possible. And now I'm officially a publisher. And being a publisher means that I can't just sit back and, have someone else do the marketing and the public relations and the fulfillment. I'm doing all of it. And so I'm determined to make this book a success. And I'm probably pushing a little too hard because I'm really feeling the effects of that, as you could probably hear in my voice. But I really want to get this book out there. And frankly, the first couple months of a book being in the world is the most important part in terms of media paying attention. So I'm dedicating every second of my day to marketing the book, to getting the book into the hands of the media. I give away so many free copies to media so that people review the book. And I haven't had much success in local media, like reviewing the book. It's kind of remarkable to me in San Francisco and Oakland, but I've been able to get some response a little bit here and there. And I'll talk about that in a second. So the ripple effects of what could come from pushing this book out there are incredibly powerful. The ripple effects, really, this is, I believe, the book that could make the difference for me and for all of you who say you want me to have a larger platform. This could be the book. And one example of that is, I don't know if you saw the Good Day Sacramento segment online. It's on my website. You can go to videos at joyfulvegan.com and you can watch a 4-minute segment of me on Good Day Sacramento that went viral a bit when I first shared it. And I'd love you to keep sharing this video to all of your friends and family, all of your followers. It's a really accessible, again, segment. And I do not exaggerate when I say I talked to those hosts for maybe 5 minutes before the show went live. And then when it goes live, you'll see what happens. The female host just directs it to the male host, Cody. And Melissa is the female host, because prior to the cameras going live, they were asking questions, all the typical questions that we all know and that are answered in the 30 Day Vegan Challenge. And so I talked to them, they asked about protein and I said, the nutrients we need are plant-based. We need to skip going through the middle animal. And Cody almost fell off his chair, and he was very sincere. He almost fell off his chair. And then everything that they would ask me, of course, I answer in the way I normally do. They were blown away. So by the time the segment starts, you'll see he's just kind of like, oh my God, you're just completely blowing my mind. And he said as much. So it was really powerful. And I definitely saw a surge in book sales on Amazon. And that's what we need to happen. We've got books to sell, and these books are sitting in the fulfillment house and they're sitting at Amazon, and we need to sell these books. Now, here's the great thing is I stayed in touch with the host. Of course, I wrote to them maybe the next day or maybe that day when I got home. This is in Sacramento, by the way. I live in Oakland, and that's about an hour away, but it's a huge station. It was a CBS affiliate, and Sacramento is a huge area. That whole area is a huge area. So it went out to, you know, a lot of homes. And I wrote to them and thanked them, and I wanted to make sure they had the book because I left them a copy of the book. And they were really fast in responding. And Melissa and I spoke. We went back and forth, and I said, you know, it'd be great to come back again and do kind of a regular segment with you guys. You guys should just try the challenge. Because she was like, I want to do the challenge. As soon as I come back from vacation, I want to do the challenge. So I have the book, and I'm thrilled about that. And I said, it'd be great if I could come back and we can do a regular segment where you do the challenge and I come back regularly, you know, for support, cooking demos, what have you. And she was absolutely behind that. And then Cody followed up a couple days later and he said, I love the book. I have it. And let's just say, in short, he said, my show is now expanding to San Francisco. He said, you're welcome to come back into the studio anytime. He said, but why don't we get you on the street doing some, like, running around following you being our, you know, vegan expert, our clean living, you know, healthy living vegan expert. And, you know, we've been back and forth. So I don't know what's going to happen from this, but this is how these things happen. I mean, you know, Rachel Ray had some, you know, podcast, or she was a guest, I think, on some radio show, you know, on some local radio show, and some producer of a television show heard her and booked her. You know, I mean, that's how it happens. And now look at what happened to her, right? So, you know, all these years that people are saying, why can't you get in front of Ellen and why can't you get in front of Oprah? It's not that easy. It's really hard, to be honest with you. And David reminded me of a wonderful quote from Thomas Jefferson that says, you know, the harder I work, the luckier I get. There are some things that are just about, like, things falling into place, but really it's about working really hard. And I work really hard. And then, you know, something like this could happen where, in, you know, right place, right time, but it's because I've been working my tuchus off for decades. So this is the ripple effect that could happen. I got on with Cody. He loved my, you know, we had a chemistry. He loved what I had to say. He wants to, you know, he needs content, right? And so this could work. Maybe this will become a show that, you know, some kind of regular segment. I don't know what it's going to be. But that's what we need to do. So every time I can get an appearance on a television show, on a radio show, anytime I can get reviews, anytime, you know, bloggers are reviewing the book, bloggers are interviewing me. This is all of you who listen to other podcasts, who listen to, you know, radio shows, who watch television shows, but just even in our own community. I mean, there's plenty of vegans who don't know who I am. And there are plenty of vegan podcasters who've never had me on to interview me. So this is where you come in. I cannot do all of it. I try and I can't do it all. And so there are a number of things that from your end that could take you 5 minutes, but that would be added to my list. I'll never get to it. So here are just some things that really have such a huge effect on the book and on this bigger picture that we're all trying to aim toward. One is, please write a review on Amazon. This really matters a lot. Do not underestimate the 10 minutes it will take you to put up a review. It could mean the difference between a sale and no sale, right? Literally, because reviews matter and people look at these reviews on Amazon. So take 10 minutes, please. There's the ebook available. If you don't have the book right now, well, I'm hoping you'll buy the book, but you know, if you have it, please put up a review. Let's just start there. If you have the book, please put up a review. I would be so grateful for that. That's number one. Number two, please write a review on your blog or on your Facebook page. Your blog would be great or your website, or however you get your own message out in the world, because then you can share it on your social media. And I am adding to my website at joyfulvegan.com. you'll see under about, if you just put your mouse over that menu item, it says press and reviews. I'm adding all of the blog reviews that are going to be coming out for this book. We've already got one there, and I'm just going to keep adding all the blog reviews, and I know they'll be coming in. So yours would be wonderful. And then you can post it and you can share it with everybody. So, you know, I want this to be sincere for you and I want it to be genuine. And so if you are inclined, please write a review and share it with your peeps. Okay. Number three, share all of these reviews. Even if you don't do a full review, even if you don't have a blog, please just put on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, Instagram, Pinterest, take the image of the book and put it on Pinterest. Take the recipes. There's some recipes and some photos on the website on joyfulvegan.com. Put them up there. There's a recipe up there. Put the recipe up. I already have it public. You know, get it out to the social media world. And you kind of have to do it more than once because, you know, things, these feeds are so huge and people just miss things all the time. Use hashtags Joyful Vegan. Use hashtag Vegan Challenge. Use hashtag 30 Day Vegan Challenge. I think if we can get these to trend, that would be fantastic. So Joyful Vegan, Vegan Challenge, 30 Day Vegan Challenge. And if you have any other ideas about that, please let me know. Because, of course, becoming an expert in social media is its own job. And so there's a lot of work. I'm not great at everything over there on social media at all. And we're all still learning. So if you have any advice, please, please do whatever you think makes sense. And I'll follow you and I'll do what you've done. So guide me because there's a lot I need to learn. You can ask your local bookstore to carry the book. I think if you could contact joyfulvegan.com, if you contact me through joyfulvegan.com, the contact page, we can give you the link to give to bookstores so they can purchase it wholesale. The thing is, we can help you if you do want to reach out to your local store. The thing is, because this book is published by an independent publisher, it's not carried by any major distributors right now. So we kind of have to go bookstore to bookstore to bookstore and have them carried on a consignment basis. So if you're interested in helping me with that, that's all we need to do is, you know, I can give you the template email. You can write to your local bookstore and say, I'd really like this book. I mean, first you could say, I really would like this book. Can you carry it? And they'll write back and say, our major distributors don't carry it. I mean, and then, you know, we can start the process of, well, you know, do you carry books on consignment? Because I know, I believe she's selling the book on consignment because she wants to make sure the book is in independent bookstores. And if they say yes, you know, whatever, finding out the process to apply for the book to be carried on consignment, that's one thing to do. I'm working, again, my took is off. The process of getting books into distributors is massively hard and not inexpensive. You actually have to pay and then send books and all of that. So I'm trying to get it into the big distributors, Ingram, Baker & Taylor, Yoga Integral, at least I have contact with and they have the book. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. But if you have any suggestions or thoughts or know anything that might help me, please, there you go, a little seed planted. Number five, number five was helping me get it into bookstores. So if you want to help me get into bookstores, let me know, contact me, and we can hook you up. Number six, this is related to what we did for the 30-Day Vegan Challenge Indiegogo campaign. I would love your videos. I love seeing you. And the 30 seconds for 30-day videos that we were doing for the campaign, we can absolutely continue this. And these are so powerful because people love watching videos and they love watching 30 seconds of a video because it's really short. And I would share your videos on my YouTube channel. I would share it on Facebook. I would share it all over my my social media accounts. And we can just get this out there. And then I would put it on my YouTube channel. So we would have all these wonderful testimonials from people in a 30-second video. So please, I mean, you don't have to edit. You could do it on your phone. You can do it on your laptop or your tablet, just using your little, you know, FaceTime camera. You can go right now to my YouTube channel and just type in my name, Colleen Patrick Gaudreau at youtube.com. And you can see the 30-day vegan challenge videos we did, the 30 seconds for 30-day videos we did back at the campaign. You can see what people did, and they're fantastic, and they're beautiful, and they're so heartfelt and sincere and genuine. And I want to hear, why do you love this book? How has this book helped you? Even if it means it's helped you help other people go vegan, it doesn't have to be that you became vegan from this book to make your testimonial valid, or it's just, I love this book because it's X, because I love the recipes. It's just whatever you want to say, but it would be great. And we could really make that viral and just really get these 30 seconds for 30-day videos just out there, and just keep doing them whenever. Just email me, let me know that you have the video up, and we'll put it over on the YouTube page. It's really that simple. Number seven, I will be touring all year with the book. I'm really looking to get a lot of events so we can sell the books at veg fests and conferences and, of course, universities. So if you can help me, if you want to recommend me to different events, there's plenty of veg fests I have not spoken at yet. So if you want to recommend me to the coordinators of your veg fest, I've never spoken at Seattle. Like, people keep asking me why I'm not in Seattle. I don't know. The event organizers haven't asked me, and I can't just do constant research on, you know, on something like this, or outreach, I should say. Portland, you know, same thing. I've never spoken at the Portland Veg Fest. So there's plenty of veg fests that I haven't spoken at that, you know, you keep asking me to attend these things. I connect me, like, so tell me, like, who to talk to. So if you recommended me, then we can, you know, have that conversation with the organizers. You know, universities, they actually have budgets to have people come and speak. And speaking to students, it's really powerful. I just spoke at Arizona State, and the students all bought my books. Like, it was really powerful, and they all loved the talks that I gave, and it was really effective and really powerful. And so many came up and said, you touched on every single excuse I've ever made, and I really want to go vegan. I really want to try it. And so, you know, help me get into universities. If you are at a university, if you know people at universities, connect me. Just tell me the names of event coordinators. Just help me get the information I need so we can make this connection. Related to that, keep an eye on my event page so you can show up and support me at these different events. We've got the Oakland launch party on February 1st. There are still tickets available. We've got the Oakland launch party on February 1st, 2015 at Encuentro Restaurant, which is going to be fantastic. It's $25 to come and have gorgeous food from Encuentro, wine, camaraderie with other vegans, celebrating the success of this book. And of course, I'll have the book for sale, and we'll be discounting it for the event. So come to the Oakland launch party. Go to joyfulvegan.com/events. You'll see events on the menu, and sign up for the party. Tell other people. Let people know that the party's going on if you're in the entire, you know, San Francisco Bay Area. Then we've also got a book signing set up for Los Angeles on Saturday, February 14th. I'm waiting for final. I got final confirmation, so I'm 99.9% certain we're going to be there. So if you're in Los Angeles, save the date. I'd love you to come to this book signing. It's at a bookstore called The Last Bookstore in downtown LA. And I'm super excited about it. And I need your help promoting it. So come to the events that I've got going on. Of course, we've got Italy. We still have slots available for Italy. Would love you to join me in Italy. And we've got the cruise coming up in March. So there's lots of ways to support the events that I am doing. That's number nine. Number nine is 2015 is the year I am determined to have a TED Talk. And people keep asking why I don't have one. I don't know. Like, we reach out to TED, I don't hear anything back. It's this weird kind of process. I don't understand it. If you have any tips or suggestions, please let me know. And don't just tell me that other vegan activists have had talks. Talk to them. I have. And it's all this kind of mystery around it. So people have, I think you have to, nominate someone as a speaker. And this doesn't have to be the big TED Talk platform. It could be TEDx. And TEDx, like, they're happening all around the country. So there might be a TEDx talk coming to your area. There's one happening in Berkeley in February, and we've applied for it. I've heard nothing. And I'm right in Oakland, and I look at the names of the other people who are speaking for these TEDx talks. You know, not that everyone has to be known, because there's going to be plenty of people who would look at me and not know who I am. But I don't know. Like, these are just folks like me who are just doing their work. And so there's no reason I shouldn't be able to get a TEDx talk. So if you have any tips, any magic formula, please let me know, and we will concoct that magic formula. And then number 10 is, please buy the book. As I said, we have the hardcover, which is gorgeous. It is a limited edition book. It will be, on sale until I get rid of the hardcover. I really, really want to sell out of the hardcover. I'm not moving to the paperback until we do. So, you know, if you have people you want to buy gifts for, if you like to keep, I actually do keep a basket of gifts for people so that I have gifts for spontaneous gift giving. So, you know, you could always buy them in bulk. You can buy them on Amazon. Like I said, you know, they're $20 each. I think they're $22 each. And if you have the Amazon Prime, it's free shipping. You know, you could quickly, you know, amass just a handful of books to be able to give to people. And it's going to make the book a success. I'd love it to, you know, be a bestseller on Amazon, because right now that's all, I can only sell it through Amazon. The ebook is available on Amazon as a Kindle, and also it's on Nook. So, and it's also on iBooks. So it's available for every e-reader. So buy it as an ebook. That's fine. That's great. And we need to sell this hardcover. So that's what I need your help with. Please keep in mind, by the way, that for those of you who are in Canada and the UK and Australia, I cannot afford to send large quantities of books right now to Canada, UK, and Australia to sell on Amazon.UK and Amazon.ca. You have to understand how this works. It's all consignment with Amazon. So I'd have to sell, you know, whatever. Let's say they order 100 books from me or 500 books from me on any of those websites, I would have to send all those books, and it's not guaranteed those books are going to sell. And then they would have to return those to me, and I've lost money sending it. It's too risky right now for me, especially since I'm in the hole, and I cannot do it. So the ebook is available for all of you in all of the other countries, in all countries other than the United States, or you can go to Amazon.com and buy the book there if you weren't part of the Indiegogo campaign, but you'll just have to pay the shipping to buy, you know, the individual book. That's, like I said, I just cannot send large quantities of books to overseas right now. Someday we will. Let's manifest that. But right now I cannot. So I'm reaching out to media every day. I actually started developing carpal tunnel again just because of the amount of time I'm spending on the computer. And I know now why PR teams get paid so well. It's incredibly hard work. A lot of work with, you know, just you don't know what the return's going to be. You may get nothing. I spend days and days like sending press releases out and I get nothing back, or I get some back. And so actually I'm sounding so pessimistic here just because I'm cranky, but because I'm very tired. That's all. So please forgive me. But it has been paying off, and it really is true. The Good Day Sacramento was a huge hit, and that's fantastic. And some really great things could come from it. I've got another live appearance coming up on another Sacramento affiliate, a Fox affiliate in Sacramento. So it's going to be an interview and a cooking segment. And I've got an interview on Oakland's Fox affiliate coming up at the end of January. So that's really awesome. And I know there are some great, I know there are journalists who are looking at the book, and I'm constantly still sending in, you know, press releases out every single day. And I will continue to do so. And then, of course, within my own community, I know that my, you know, good friends and fellow vegan educators and bloggers and et cetera, they're, you know, wonderful. And there's going to be lots of reviews and that kind of thing. But that's all outreach too. You know, that's time, because then I have interviews I have to answer and interviews I conduct and, you know, and questions I answer. And so it's all intense. It's all really intense, but it's all for the greater, bigger cause and the bigger intention of what we're doing here. So I am so grateful to you for your encouragement and support. It does lift me, and it's a bit of a roller coaster right now, and I probably just need a long bath. I'm going to be leaving in a couple minutes to meet my husband. I have to limp my way to meet my husband. I thought I broke my foot. The x-rays did not show a fracture, though it does feel like I have a fractured foot, so I'm limping around, and I need to get out of this house and go to a movie. So we're going to go to a movie, and it's going to be Selma, which is... it's going to be sad and wonderful. So it's probably the wrong movie to see. I need to just keep watching Archer episodes right now. If you haven't seen Archer, you have to see Archer. And any of you who've seen Archer know of what I speak. It's the funniest television show. It's an animated show I've ever seen in my life. And it makes me laugh so hard. And so I should probably just be watching that. But I am grateful to all of you. Thank you for listening. So So please go to joyfulvegan.com and support this podcast by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation. We've got no sponsors lined up for the rest of 2015. So this is all about you. This is all about you as a listener of this podcast. I need your support, and the animals need you and me, which is why I'm going to shut down my computer for the rest of the night and just relax. So I'll be nice and fresh for tomorrow to get back and get this work out there. So on behalf of the animals, this is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau. Thank you for listening.